I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WISO Today for Friday, June 26th. The U.S. Supreme Court opened the door for the Trump administration to end temporary protected status for Haiti and Syria. Thousands of TPS-holding Haitians live across Ohio, especially in Springfield. WISO's Catherine Mobley has more.
An estimated 12 to 15,000 Haitian immigrants live in the Springfield area. Many are here under temporary protected status, a legal way to enter the United States. But now the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled Trump has full authority to end this program.
I expected the Supreme Court to do a better ruling, but unfortunately, this is not the case.
TPS holder Vilas Dorsonville is executive director of Springfield's Haitian Support Center. He believes this ruling amplifies the humanitarian crisis his fellow countrymen are already experiencing.
And the worst thing now is that the employers will terminate workers.
These individuals will also lose their valid Ohio driver's license on July 6th. The Department of Homeland Security maintains conditions in Haiti have improved enough for Haitian citizens to safely return home. Meanwhile, the State Department has issued a Level 4 travel advisory warning Americans to avoid the country due to widespread gang violence, kidnapping, civil unrest, and poor health care infrastructure. Jeff Popoli is the lead attorney who argued before the U.S. Supreme Court justices on behalf of TPS-holding Haitians.
The Supreme Court's decision means that many, many people are going to die violent, needless deaths. That's the thing that's kept me up nights for the past 8 months.
Now many in Springfield fear federal ICE agents will aggressively round up Haitian residents, arrest, and deport them. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
Meanwhile in Columbus, Mark Fiquier with the Haitian Community Network there says over 30,000 Haitians call Central Ohio home. That includes roughly 18,000 to 20,000 people that were in Columbus through the TPS program. Fiquier, who is a U.S. citizen, says the end of TPS puts the lives of these refugees in limbo, including their homes, jobs, bank accounts, education, and even their children. Fiquier says going back to Haiti is still very dangerous, but some may face a difficult decision to return.
Going back home to Haiti is not an option, or it's really the very last option people are looking at. To some people, it's a suicide mission going back there because a lot of people sold and left everything they had. They have no home to go back to.
Fiquier says this ruling will impact all Ohioans, especially in cities like Springfield and Columbus, where the number of refugees is significant. It's been nearly a year since the law to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, at state universities went into effect. And as State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports, the report card on it depends on who is grading it.
Republican Senator Jerry Serino, sponsor of the law, says the dire predictions about state universities losing students and professors because of it are not accurate.
We're not seeing students leaving Ohio in droves.
Instead, Serino says they've seen a slight increase in enrollment. Jennifer Tassone Price with the Ohio Conference of the American Association of University Professors sees the enrollment numbers differently.
Ohio's increase is only 0.57%, statistically irrelevant and not able to tie it to Senate Bill 1.
Tassone Price says the new law has had a chilling impact on free speech at Ohio's universities because students are afraid to speak out on important issues. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Dozens of historic buildings across Ohio will be rehabilitated thanks to over $86 million in state tax credits. The Tecumseh Building on High Street in Springfield will get about $5 million in tax credits to convert former office spaces into apartments. A distillery and tasting room will also be added to the 104-year-old building that has been vacant for 35 years. Over a dozen buildings in the Cincinnati area, including some in the Over the Rhine neighborhood and the historic Main Street District, will get over $14 million in tax credits for restoration or conversion to residential or commercial uses. Ohio Department of Development Director Lydia Mihalik says restoring historic neighborhoods, quote, is a powerful economic development tool helping communities unlock potential and attract private investment, end quote. Look for heavy rains as a possibility today through Saturday, especially areas along the Butler-Warren-Clinton County line and to the south, where a flood watch was issued Friday morning. The rain should come to an end Saturday afternoon or Saturday night, but then the heat is on for Sunday and into early next week with temperatures in the 90s, heat indices near 100 degrees. And that's for early next week. And that's WISO Today for Friday, June 26th. I'm Mike Fraser.